Estamos a punto de arrancar una entrevista con Sidonie B. Sidonie es la baterista del grupo conocido como The Orioles. Ya está en línea y vamos a saludarla para hablar del lanzamiento de su nuevo álbum. Hello, Sid, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Bien, but fine, perfect here. Well, my name is Raúl. You are live in Radio Urbana here in Asunción, Paraguay. I think it's your first interview for this country.
It is. Yeah, it is. We've never even been out to South America, so it's very nice to talk to you.
Perfect, Sid. Where are you right now?
Currently in Manchester right now.
Oh, and what plans do you have for this weekend?
We're actually shooting a music video this weekend for a new single that we've just put out. So we're doing that up in Glasgow in Scotland. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, it's you can tell us for what track of the new album of The Orioles?
It's for Space Samba, the Disco Volta theme.
Okay. Last night I went to sleep and I put the new record of The Orioles, and I have very, very weird dreams, very science fiction weird dreams, but in a good way with a lot of dance.
Yeah.
So I need the first question, because this is Latin America and the name of the album is in Spanish, Disco Volador.
Yeah.
Who is the best Spanish talker in the group?
Oh, definitely not me. I studied French at school, not Spanish. I think Esme and Henry are both okay. Like, I think they both studied a little bit of Spanish in school, so. Yeah, but definitely not me, I'm afraid.
Okay, Disco Volador, it can be a lot of things, you know. It can be a frisbee, it can be a UFO, it can be, I don't know, just a very high level of disco music. What is for you Disco Volador?
For us, we kind of liked the idea of it meaning quite a few different things, and therefore, like, I guess the themes of the record fit in nicely with that, because it feels quite spatial, it feels kind of constantly on the move to the next objective, the next part of the song, or the next song itself. So, like, we kind of really liked that idea of flight and, like, movement and space. So, yeah, I guess that's what it means to us, really.
Okay. When you listen to the record, you can feel like you are watching a movie. It's that kind of sense. What films or film directors are the influencers of the music of The Orioles?
We're quite inspired right now by a Russian director called Andrei Tarkovsky. He kind of makes very poetic films, and very, you know, the dialogue in the films are quite poignant and quite introduce some, like, really, really interesting themes and stuff. So we kind of like to follow. Yeah, we kind of just like to, like, watch these kind of films and, like, make up little narratives following the themes kind of portrayed in these films.
Okay, a question totally different. What season, what series are you can you recommend, like, you are watching right now in Netflix or what platform?
I've just finished watching the second series of the show called You.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, an American show it is. That's really kind of weird. About, like, I don't know if you've seen it yourself, but it's about an almost obsessive, like, stalker guy who becomes so obsessed with his lovers that he kind of ends up murdering people that his lovers are kind of associated with, so, like, ex-partners or, like, family members and friends and stuff like that. And he just kind of goes into this, he just, like, delves into the path of, like, madness almost, and to the point where he's getting himself into all this trouble and he can't really get out of it. It's pretty good.
And you are like in a situation like that in your life right now?
No.
Thanks God.
I hope so.
I saw the video, and let's talk after the before the video. Let's talk about "Come Down on Jupiter." Why you choose this track for the first track of the album?
I think on a pretty basic level, it was just because the beginning of the song almost sounds as though we're landing on a planet, and we just had the idea that it sounded like this is like a song that represents the album landing, and it was almost like a good introduction to the rest of the record. Like, it kind of, the track itself kind of explores different genres and kind of goes through from being quite jazzy at the start to almost a little bit punky throughout the middle, and then taking like influences from like funk music too. So we just thought that track kind of best represented the whole of the record, I guess.
Okay, I saw the video, and it's really annoying in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Because it's, come on, take care with the coffee cup. Look out! Who decide this type of story? It's written by who?
So the story was written by a director called Rose Hendry, who's actually doing our next video on the weekend as well. And she just kind of approached us with this idea, and we really, really liked it and enjoyed it because we thought it was quite... It's obviously a very different idea and something that we could never have thought of ourselves. She just kind of seemed to really understand the track in a very individual way, which is what we enjoyed. Like, because it would have been really easy and kind of predictable to make a video about space or landing on a planet or something like that. So, like, we quite like the mundane aspect of the video and the fact that it's pretty annoying and repetitive and stuff, and we were drawn to that, I guess, for some weird reason. I guess it's because we like quite a lot of surrealist cinema and art and stuff like that, so we were drawn to that aspect of it.
Okay, it was like a eternal deja vu loop. I don't know, but I just watching, and the music is for some reason the music match with this video. Two more questions, Sid. The first one is about the presentations. What plans do you have for the concerts and tour of this record?
We've got plans to tour. We're obviously touring England and like the UK next month when it comes out, and then going on to do like a North America tour straight after that, and then hopefully kind of going to some festivals over the summer and stuff like that, and then towards the end of the year maybe explore some new places as well. I mean, there's nothing set in stone as of yet, but would love to obviously take the record to as many places as we can, really.
Great. And the last one is the same question for all my interviewers, and it's a good bar in the place that you are right now. So, in Manchester, no?
Yeah, a great bar.
A good bar that you can recommend for me and the audience.
Yeah, sure. I'll recommend a place called Soup Kitchen, which is in this area of Manchester called the Northern Quarter, quite an arty, music-y area. There's a lot of bands around there. It's also a music venue, so has good gigs on, it plays really cool music, it does good beer, good drinks, and really nice food as well. It's just like a really good atmosphere, and I definitely recommend anyone to check out Soup Kitchen if you're ever in Manchester.
Perfect. It's not just soup, don't you?
Not just soup, sandwiches, stuff like that too. It's nice.
Sid, thank you for your time. The full album, I think it's amazing. It sounds like one of my favorite band, that it's Stereo Love. I think I know that you know Stereo Love. And I love it. I totally love it. So the best for this new year, and the best for this new record. Okay.
Oh, thank you very much. It was lovely to talk to you.
Bye, Sid. Bye.